Good evening and welcome to a special edition of Comic-Con Stars. This is Dr. John, and I am pleased to have with me the new GXW United States Heavyweight Champion, Papa Stro Maestro. Papa Stro, how are you feeling tonight?
Feeling wonderful. How are you?
Could not be better. Could not be better. This past Saturday night in Richmond, Virginia, something very special happened to you. You were in the ring with Corey Bush, and he was the U.S. Heavyweight Champion of GXW Wrestling, correct?
Yes, and he's known as the weight of the world, one of the best big men in our sport.
Exactly. And so what happened? How did this match get scheduled? Wasn't there some kind of an open challenge or something?
Yes, for weeks, going on maybe a few months now, the U.S. champion, Corey Bush, has been laying out open challenges to any and all comers for his United States championship, and which he fought off some tough challenges during the open challenge process, in which, and at the same time, yours truly, Papa, was on a quest to go after the world heavyweight championship of the GXW, held by former TNA star Gunner. And during both the U.S. Open Challenge series and my quest to be for the world championships, somehow or another, it all kind of came in fruition at a boiling point when I accepted the U.S. Open Challenge from Corey Bush, which shocked a lot of people in GXW, and including the champion, Corey Bush, and the DuPont family, in which the match finally took place this past Saturday night in Richmond, Virginia, and what a battle it was, back and forth. Probably one of the toughest matches of my career. The guy's well over 300 pounds. I mean, everything he does and every move that he does, I mean, it literally shakes the foundation, literally, of the ring. And you feel every blow, and to the point where I was in and out of the ring with him, and it was a back-and-forth battle. But in the end, I was able to come up victorious, and now I'm currently the GXW U.S. Heavyweight Champion. Pretty blessed to be part of it.
That is wonderful news. We are so glad that you were victorious. What was the finishing hold, or how did you get a pinfall out of him?
Well, some say, especially the DuPont family, say it was marred by controversy or whatnot. Referee was distracted at one point towards the end, and Corey tried to use a briefcase on me, and it backfired because I had Papa has a branding iron, of course. So I put her some good use, applied the sleeper hold on. Referee turned around. He was unconscious from the sleeper, and you have a new champ.
The old sleeper hold, I remember when I was a kid and Johnny Weaver made that thing famous on Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling. And so there you are using that famous sleeper hold to put Corey Bush out and win the United States Heavyweight Championship. Well, look, congratulations. That is wonderful news. And, of course, GXW Wrestling is seen on Fight TV. Now, what time do they normally show that, Papa Stro?
You know, I don't have the details on that. You would have to go to GXW, official website at gogxw.com. They have all the information on the programs and times on the Fight Network, FITE Network. So just go to gogxw.com for more info.
All right. We will do that. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing that match. I know you said it was legendary. I've gotten over 100 notifications in the last day and a half about you winning that title, and everybody was so happy. that you did. But now, I saw a video last night, something about Dorothy B. Now.
That's the million-dollar question. Dorothy was kidnapped after the match by the DuPont family, in which God knows where they may have her stuffed away and all, but you know, they I don't think the DuPont family realizes what Papa and Papa's family is capable of doing and what they've done, or even what Dorothy can do, because Dorothy, she is the true black sheep of the family, and that I don't think they realize what they got their hands on and what she's capable of, what yours truly is capable of, what my family is capable of, because I have eyes and ears everywhere. And so it's just a matter of time for Dorothy comes back home, and there's going to be hell to pay to the DuPont family. I can guarantee that. A lot of restless nights ahead for them.
Well, I'll let you in on a secret. When I was in college, I roomed with one of those members of the family, and if one of them calls me, I won't let them know what's going on, okay?
I think it'd be in their best interest to return Dorothy back to the family as soon as possible, honestly.
That's exactly right. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of intrigue going on as we go into next year with GXW Wrestling, and it's wonderful having you as the United States Heavyweight Champion. And I'd like to let everybody know that this coming Thursday, you and I will be at Hardwire Tattoo in Jacksonville, North Carolina, from 4 to 7.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Good returning to see all the great folks at Hardwire Tattoo in Jacksonville. It's going to be a great time.
Right there. In fact, they even asked me what kind of coffee you like. I let them know to have the hazelnut, so they'll have that ready for you.
Oh, bless their hearts. Absolutely. That love the hazelnut. That's great. It's going to be I can't wait.
Oh, yes. It's going to be a lot of fun. You and I will be there at 4:00 this coming Thursday, and that will be December the 8th. Looking forward to it. And first of all, thank you for doing this interview with me. And everybody on Comic-Con Stars and the Cape Fear Comic-Con will find out about this in just a very short amount of time. And we look forward to talking to you on WCW Retro on Wednesday night on VOC Nation. And also tomorrow night, you are with whom?
Who's your show with? Brady Hicks, Kenneth Fitzpatrick, myself, and Darren McDonald, and we'll have an in-depth interview, as always, tomorrow night, plus taking callers in, listening in. And a couple of things I wanted to add also. Not only did I win the U.S. Championship the other night, but a good friend of mine, Mr. Grimm, won a very hard-fought lumberjack match to become the new television championship for GXW over Ethan Cross, who's been a great fighting champion and has a background Ring of Honor. And also, hats off to Mr. Grimm, my brother, went into the GXW Television Championship. And I want to thank all the GXW wrestling fans, the Bullet Club, the Legion, everybody that came out to witness history Saturday night. It was a packed house, tremendous event. And not only want to thank the fans there, but the fans on the internet and social media for all the love and support. Really appreciate it. And plan on being a fighting GXW United States Heavyweight Champ for all you guys. And thanks for the love and support. Really appreciate it.
Well, no better champion than you, Papa Stro Maestro. Thank you very much for this interview, and look forward to In the Room tomorrow night with Brady Hicks and Kathy Fitzpatrick and yourself. And then I'll join you a little bit later on in your show on Wednesday night, WCW Retro. So, look, thanks a lot, and we'll sign off for now. And everyone, have a great evening, and I'll see you, along with Papa Stro Maestro and some other guests, this coming Thursday on Comic-Con Stars, 9 p.m. Eastern. Papa Stro, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.